This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Colorado stalking case from 2016 went before the U.S. Supreme Court today. It involves a man who sent thousands of unsolicited and occasionally threatening online posts to a local singer-songwriter. He was sent to prison, but his lawyers say his right to free speech was violated because he didn't intend to be threatening. The court could set a precedent if it decides to change what constitutes threatening speech. Four new city councilors in Colorado Springs were officially sworn into office yesterday, KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
David Lineweber, Lynette Crow Iverson, and Brian Risley were sworn in as new at-large city council members representing the whole city. They'll each serve a four-year term. Michelle Tellerico will represent District 3, which is the southwest portion of the city and part of downtown. She'll finish up an unexpired term. Their first official city council meeting comes next week. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
An Aurora teen is under arrest after police say he accidentally shot and killed a friend. Authorities say the pair of 17-year-olds each had a handgun at a party Sunday night when the shooting happened. One of the teens was showing how to disassemble his firearm when the weapon went off. Another teen was hit in the chest and later died at a hospital. The shooter faces a felony manslaughter charge and one count of unlawfully possessing a handgun. You're listening to CPR News. More news is available at cpr.org. It's 5:06.